For Parshas Truma, we have four Divrei Torah, and as usual, we're going to start at the beginning of the Parsha. So Parshas Truma starts out, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, we are going to take donations of various items that we need to build a Mishkan. Daber al Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who am I looking to donate these items? Viklu li Truma, and take from them those donations of these items, me'eis, from who? Kol ish asher yidvenu libo, each person who his heart motivates him, tikhu es truma. See, from them we're going to take the truma. So there's a beautiful Torah. Moshe explains as follows, that truth be told, we don't own anything. When we give tzedakah, we feel we're giving of our assets. When we give a donation, if we were giving to the Mishkan, we would think we're giving of our gold, we're giving of our silver, but in fact, Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zam, Num Hashem, everything is owned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we have to give? There's only one thing we have to give, and that's desire, motivation. When we do something wholeheartedly, and we give an asset away, we're not giving the asset, we didn't own the asset, but our desire is what we are giving. And if we do it without the desire, without the wholeheartedness of giving something, without the simcha, without that desire, in fact, even though we feel we're giving an item, we are giving nothing because the item wasn't ours. The only thing that we can give from ourselves that we do own is that desire. And in fact, that's how the Torah Moshe explains our pasuk, Me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu lidvo. Who are we going to collect from? From the people who desire. Those are the people who have something to give. Tikhu et trumasi. We're going to take the truma from them. However, people who are not giving with desire, they are giving nothing. They have nothing to give because the item they don't own, all they have to give is desire. And if they're not doing it happily, wholeheartedly, then we are receiving nothing from them. So obviously the message is clear there. When we're doing a mitzvah, especially the mitzvah of tzedakah, we should have in mind it's not ours to give away because we don't own it. But when we give the desire, that indeed is the mitzvah. We are now moving forward to Perek Chafei, Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says in talking about the Aron Kodesh, Mibayis Umichutz Tetzapenu, it was covered with gold, not only on the outside, but on the inside as well. In the Gemara in Yuma, Taf Ayin Beis learns from this, Kol Tamid Chacham Shein Tocho Kevaro, Eino Tamid Chacham, somebody, a quote-unquote Tamid Chacham, that his insides don't reflect his outsides, that's not a Talmud Chacham. It's not just about having gold on the outside or proper Talmud Chacham clothing on the outside or just pretending to be a Talmud Chacham, but the inside has to reflect that outside. And without the inside as well, that is not a Talmud Chacham. So in fact, there's a famous Gemara in Brachos that Rabbi Gamliel was initially the Nasi. He was in charge of the base of Medrash. He made all the decisions as the Nasi. And he made a decree that any student that his inside did not reflect his outside, al yikanes la beis hamedrash, he should not come into the beis hamedrash. Don't come to learn. We want people who are pure, gold on the inside, gold on the outside, not only ones that give off the appearance of being golden on the outside, being a tam and chacham on the outside, but you really need to have the internal love for learning, the internal midos as well, not only on the outside. And accordingly, the beis hamedrash was not backed. The Beis HaMedrash had great people in it, but there are so many other people who wanted to come, but because they didn't have Tocho Keboru, inside reflecting the outside, they weren't coming to learn. And at a certain point, they remove Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nasi. The Gemara discusses why. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah was put in his stead, who had a very different philosophy. He said, open up the Beis Medrash. Anyone who wants to come, let them come. They removed the Shomer HaPesach, the person literally who was guarding the door, and the Beis Medrash was flooded. The Gemara tells us that they had to add an additional 400 benches to the Beis Medrash. So many people came to learn. So the question is as follows. When we say that the Shomer HaPesach, the person guarding the door, was removed, what was that? What does that mean? You know, who's this person that's standing there that was able to analyze when a person came? Is his internal just like his external? Does he really reflect somebody wanting in the Beis Medrash? How could somebody tell the internal of somebody? You can see somebody from the outside, but how can he tell if he's not the same on the inside relative to the outside? So two answers are given from this. The Rebbe from Stigora says as follows, that truth be told, it wasn't that there was a shomer, a guard standing there, even more than that. The entire base medrash was in lockdown. Everything was locked. Doors were locked. Windows were locked. There was no one there that was giving somebody access. And what they were looking for is somebody who would come around and work his hardest through desire, through the motivation to get into that base medrash. He would try everything. And if we have somebody who would try everything, breaking down, trying to break down the doors, trying to get through in the windows, we have the example of Hillel, as the Gemara talks about, that he climbed on top of the base medrash in order to hear the learning, and it snowed on him, and he was frozen up there. If we have somebody that goes through those heights, those distances to try to get into the base medrash, we know that that is a person who has tocho kevaro, that is a person whose inside reflects the outside, because he has that burning desire to go and learn. So that's explanation number one. How do we say the tocho kevaro? Because he really wants to be in that base medrash and will go through every extent to get inside that base medrash. The Admor from Gur gives a different explanation. He says, once Rabbi Gamliel made that decree, anyone who cannot come in, anyone who's not tocho kevaro cannot come in, that decree itself was what guarded the door. In other words, the doors were open, but the Talmidim know. They knew if you don't have that characteristic of tocho kevaro, that your inside reflects the outside, they did not want to come in because they were scared to go in. They were scared to go in because they knew that they didn't have those characteristics. So that's the importance of mibayis u'michutz tetzapenu that we have in our pasuk. The Aron Kodesh reflects who we should be. It should be both on the inside and the outside that we should indeed be pure and golden. We are moving forward now to Perek Hafei, Pasuk Chav, talking about the Kruvim, the cherubs that were on top, the baby-faced angels, golden angels that were on top of the Aron Kodesh. And it says in the Pasuk, Pneim Ish El Achiv, that they faced one another. We had two Kruvim, two angels facing towards each other, face to face. But in fact, there's a Gemara that says that we seem to have a conflict because there's another Pasuk in Divrei Yamin that says Upneim the Bais, that they used to turn literally to the house, they turned to the Bais, to the Mishkan, but they were not facing each other. So on the one hand, our Pasuk says that the Kruvim were facing each other, and the other Pasuk in Divrei Yamin says that they were facing towards the Bais. And in order to reconcile this contradiction, the Gemara tells us it depends. When they were doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they were doing the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were facing towards each other. However, when they were not fulfilling the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they did not face each other, they faced away from each other. And in fact, the Paradis Yosef explains as follows. What's this concept? When we want to do the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means that we are not only focused on our desires, we are worried and concerned about somebody else. For example, somebody missed in shul, he hasn't come for a little while, do we give him a call and say, where have you been, is everything okay? Or we're worried about somebody's child, not only our child, is he being successful in school? As long as we're concerned about other people, if they're having a tough time, if they're having difficulties, financial difficulties, not all about me, but it's about others. Upneim ish al achiv. That's what our pasuk is talking about. We're facing towards another. We're caring for other people. That is osim ritzono shomakom. That is when we are doing the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, if we're just worried about ourselves and our faces are turned toward the house, it's turned towards our own needs, towards our own houses, our own desires, our needs and necessities, but not somebody else, that is a sign that we are not doing the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So pointing towards each other, it means, symbolizes concern about another, and that indeed is when we are doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fourth Dvar Torah, we are moving forward, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tesvav, talking about the planks of the Mishkan that were made from unbelievably strong wood, acacia wood, atzei shitim omdim. So in fact, the Medrash tells us, lo ruhaya olam roi lishtames barazim, we wouldn't have needed such strong wood as this acacia wood, and it was only created for the purpose of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Avne also says, what's going on here? That this wood, so strong, so stubborn, it represents a character trait of strength, of inflexibility. And indeed, it says as follows in the Avnei Ozel that we would not have needed literally the wood of this strength, except for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. What it means is we would not have needed the character trait of being unbelievably strong, having unbelievable inflexibility, except in the context of Kedusha and when it comes to religion. And what that means is, if somebody, for example, tries to get us off track, if we're in a harmful environment, somebody is indeed trying to get us off the derech, trying to get us to not be mekayem a mitzvah or many mitzvahs, that is when we need to show this character strength. We need to have this character trait of absolute inflexibility, chozek. That is strength that is represented by those planks of acacia wood in the Mishkan that they will not bend no matter what. But otherwise, in other contexts, certainly, many times we have to be flexible, not stubborn. We have to indeed be somebody who is more easy to deal with and not stick with our shitas necessarily. Obviously, it depends on the situation, but when it comes to adhering to the requirements of the Torah, that is the time to show the inflexibility, just like the inflexibility of this wood that was used to the support of the entire Mishkan. That's why it was so necessary to have the strength, and that's why we need to have the strength of character when dealing with religious issues. Have a wonderful day.